Defensive medicine is what doctors practice when they're worried about lawsuits. It means ordering extra medical tests or hospitalizations or prescriptions, not because they think the patient needs them, but because they believe they'll be better protected from a malpractice suit down the line. The Massachusetts Medical Society asked about 900 of its members to list the tests or procedures they ordered simply for legal protection, and the results added up to about $1.4 billion in costs to the Massachusetts healthcare system. Dr. Alan Woodward works on liability issues for the Medical Society.
This is an overuse of resources that isn't medically necessary or medically indicated or evidence-based. And in fact, the real concern is, in many cases, it's exposing patients to unnecessary radiation or unnecessary hospitalization or unnecessary procedures.
Woodward says there's not even evidence that defensive medicine reduces the threat of lawsuits, especially since the extra procedures carry their own risks. The Medical Society claims the cost of defensive medicine is a major obstacle to the success of health reform in Massachusetts, which relies on state money to subsidize health insurance for many low- and middle-income residents. To reduce this trend, the Society is recommending major changes in the legal system regarding malpractice liability. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.